I want you to declare with me, Lord Jesus, I have eyes that see, I have ears that hear, and my spirit does perceive that you're speaking to me. The verse that he won't leave me alone on is that verse 26 in the Amplified of chapter 5. So I want to go back there.
Do you know that I have a new Bible and it is the Amplified, but do you know that in the new Bibles the Amplified changed, whoever does the writing changed it?
Yeah.
So when I go home, I pull out my old, that's fell apart, and I pull that one out, and it's like, woo!
Why? Correct?
I don't know, but it's different.
Because they don't want you to depend on the Holy Spirit. Those who are writing these things from a religious standpoint do not have a relationship. Some of them don't have a relationship. So they write these, you know, Bibles, mm-hmm. and the relationship's not there. And I know that when he gave me on the other day, and I don't want to go back all on the whole pet message of Sunday, but he was trying to get me to understand that I have the same gift in me that he gave to his firstborn son. Romans 8 says we are following what? In the footsteps of the firstborn son. So he wants us to be like him, correct? Mm-hmm. So verse 26 says, even as the Father has life in himself and is self-existent, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself and be self-existent. Now, when I read that and I was pondering on that reality, what he was saying is, you don't know who you are because you don't understand that you are also a king and a priest, right? Mm-hmm. So as a king and a priest of the Most High, you are also a child of God when you're first born again. Then you become a young adult and you grow. And then when the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes with him and the fullness of Christ is now starting to work, and it's going to take you to the next level, which is the seven spirits of God. So when you and I have the fullness of the seven spirits of God, without measure, which is what Jesus got, then you will understand that you are also self-existent because you're exactly like him. And he declared, we're going to be like him. Now, is his word going to go backwards?
I think the minute you said that, what came to me is somewhere along the line, it was like, well, we're going to do what he did. But be like him is a different, oh my goodness, that is a different understanding and revelation than just do what he did.
Yeah.
All right, back it up to verse 25. Believe me when I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the time is coming and is here now that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it shall live. I always understood that to mean those that are in the grave. No. He's talking to people that are not in the grave. But they're just as dead as those that are in the grave. Say ouch. So what he's really talking is to us. We don't have any idea how much of us is still dead. Our thinking is dead. You could also call it stinking thinking, because it brings you to death, and it leads you to death, and it tells you to die and get over with it. Because if you could only die, all your problems would be solved. I've got news for you. If you met the Lord tomorrow and he said, "Am I really your Lord?" How would you act and react? How much of self would still be an excuse that you would give? How much of the real me is really in submission to him? Am I self-existent because I have the Spirit of the Lord? Do I have the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord? Do I have the spirit of counsel and might? Do I have the spirit of wisdom and understanding? I might have it in seed form, but not in fullness. Because I can see my deficiencies. He has given him authority and granted him power to execute and exercise and practice judgment, because he is a son of man, very man. Do not be surprised and wonder at this, for the time is coming when all those who are in the tomb shall hear his voice. So now he's adding the ones that are in the tomb. Yes? So that also verifies that the ones that are dead in that other verse are not the ones in the tomb. And they will come out. Verse 29. They shall come out. Those who have practiced doing good will come out and to the resurrection of new life. And those who have done evil will be raised for judgment, raised to meet their sentence. And it's confirmed in Daniel 12:2. Then he says, look at how selfless he is. I am able to do nothing from myself independently. So there's your trip. Of my own accord. But as I am taught by God and as I get his orders, not your own emotions, I decide as I am bidden to decide. So there's a direction that he's pressing in. Do it my way, son. Do it my way, daughter. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. I have people all the time that say, I never hear them. I said, no, because you never quiet down. You're so busy doing and listening to everything on the telephone, TV, radio, more noise, newspapers. Stop! And I'm not accusing. I've done the same exact thing. So if I have to accuse you, I accuse myself first. Okay? I get his orders. I decide as I am bidden to decide. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. Even as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is right, just and righteous. Because I do not seek or consult my own will. I do not seek or consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself. Say ouch again. Ouch. Right or wrong? And we're all guilty. My own aim, my own purpose. But only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me. Yeah. If I alone testify on my behalf, my testimony is not valid and cannot be worth anything. There is another who testifies concerning me. I know and am certain that his evidence on my behalf is true and valid. You yourselves have sent an inquiry to John, and he has been a witness to the truth. But I do not receive a mere human witness. The evidence which I accept on my behalf is not from man, but simply mention all these things in order that you may be saved, made and kept safe and sound. John was a lamp that kept on burning and shining to show you the way, and you were willing for a while to delight yourself in his light. But I have as my witness something greater, weightier, higher, better than that of John. For the works that the Father has appointed me to accomplish and finish, the very same work which that I am now doing, are a witness and proof that the Father has sent me. Proof. When signs and wonders are needed for the Lord to confirm himself, what is he going to need to do when it's time for him to lift up the church as the bride? Is the bride going to do the same things that the bridegroom did? Are they not married? You need to keep that in mind. And as soon as the corporate structure that he wants to work with is submissive enough, he'll be able to do that. But he's waiting on us. He's waiting for us. But he's trying to get us to understand that it is the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that is in us. And he's pulling us out of death now. Not out of the grave. We're not in the grave yet. But he is pulling us out of death now. For the dead in Christ will rise first. Yeah. Would you lift one hand to the Lord, please? Say, Holy Spirit, I heard the words. Confirm yourself now to me. Because it's not a job that I can do. It's a job for your Holy Spirit. And I submit to you, Lord. Have your way. Counsel me. Comfort me. And heal me. Because you are my healer. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.